Thank you, Mr. Chair. My comment was along similar lines, and that is, I do very much like the construction of stating the right as it is here, and then moving very quickly into the crux of this declaration, which is something to the effect of to pursue or promote the equal enjoyment of this right, states should, and get into the content. I think currently we have sort of three or four different formulations in a row about that states should be doing things, and they all say very similar things. So we should, I think, take a close look at that, perhaps for the next iteration, not to belabor the point now, but we can move pretty quickly from stating the right to, you know, because if you look at A, B, C, D, E, it's very much focused on the fact, and if you look at the preambular paragraphs, it's very much focused on the fact that there is a lack of equality and there are discrepancies in the enjoyment of various rights. And so I think if we were to state the right and get quickly into, you know, something like to pursue the equal enjoyment of these rights, states should, and get into the substance. Again, because here we've got, you know, states should take measures, but in the paragraph below, it says very much the same thing, and it restates the right again, and so I think we've got some streamlining to do. That said, if I could just add one quick change down to E, further down. At the end, what I would propose is that states counter HIV-related stigma and discrimination. It's an action that states can do. States cannot necessarily eliminate that, particularly when it comes to stigma. It's a frame of mind. It's something that people may have. What we can do as states is we can actively work to counter that stigma. We cannot eliminate a stigma that it might exist in some people's minds. So I would propose that to replace commit to eliminating with instead the word counter.